Entry number 16. I got up this morning, and I heard a loud knock on the front door. It was only about 6:30, and I couldn't figure who would come over so early. I answered the door. Standing in the cold was a darling little boy, wearing nothing except a diaper. He held a note in his hand and gave it to me as soon as he entered the house. "What's this?" I asked, but he cried. So I read the note aloud while trying to make sense of things. "Thomas," I read, "I'm going to the city. I'll be back in a few hours. Please eat some cereal, and I'll see you soon. Love, Mom."
"Mama?" he whispered.
"Yeah." I looked at the note again.
"Mama?"
"She's gone to the city," I said. "It's a place like where we live, but about 100 times bigger." He nodded. "So your name is Thomas?"
"Yeah."
"How old are you?" He held up three fingers.
"Really?"
I feigned amazement. "I used to be 3. We've got a lot in common." I paused. "Thomas, do you know your mommy's phone number?"
"No."
"Can you read?"
"No,"
he whimpered. He took the note from my hands, looked at it upside down, and splashed it with tears. I smiled then, because I liked the kid. He wasn't a member of the snotty-nosed kind. I thought about calling the cops then, because I couldn't imagine what kind of mother would leave her child. But then I waited and gave her the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes people have emergencies and they have to do crazy things. I don't want to call the cops unless I absolutely know why she left. "I'll tell you what. I'll leave your mom a note saying where you're at, and you can stay here and play." I smiled at him.
"I'm hungry," he said.
"That's awesome, because I just hoped a cute little boy would come over and eat some breakfast with me." I pulled some cereal from the pantry and poured him a big bowl. As soon as he started eating, I got him a blanket so he wouldn't be so cold. I couldn't figure out where his mom was. I watched him eat and looked away for a minute, because he reminded me of a dream I had about Zeke. In the dream, Zeke is healthy and spends the whole day happy with me, Ruby, and Cade. We're at the park, and we wear smiles all day long. After Ruby woke up, she and Thomas had a ball together. The whole time they played in the backyard, a mentally handicapped girl, who lives behind us, kept sneaking over the fence to play with them. She's a cute little girl and cracks me up. There are 8 kids in her family, and the mom has a hard time watching them. So her mom put a tracking device on the handicapped girl, and it beeps loud if she goes farther than a 2-block radius. I've never heard the alarm go off, but her mom said it's pretty loud. I like my neighbor. But she's a good form of birth control. I don't want 8 kids. Anyway, I had fun watching them play, and it struck me strange that Thomas looked like the disappearing act I saw after Zeke died. I imagined Ruby and Zeke were playing, and blinked back tears when Ruby waved to me. I thought again about how no one will take Zeke's place. I shook the thought off like dandruff or something, and I went about cleaning the house again. Thomas's mother finally burst in a few hours later. She looked super nervous and almost shook. I wanted to ask if she was okay, but after what happened with Zeke, I don't feel right prying into things that aren't my business. She told me she was sorry for the inconvenience, but she'd lost her house and was in the middle of a bad divorce. I told her it wasn't a big deal and wanted to tell her Thomas can't read and he is too little to be left alone. But I didn't want to upset her because she looked flustered, and I can tell something really bad just happened in her life. I told Thomas he's welcome anytime. He grinned and even gave me a hug goodbye.